Eastern Michigan University President Susan Martin says the death of Demarius Reed is a senseless tragedy, and the campus has lost a popular student that many people knew. Reed was a 20-year-old junior majoring in communications, media, and theater arts, and was the Eagles' fourth leading receiver this season. Martin says it was the hardest call to get this morning.
Heart-wrenching to see someone 20 years old that was successful, headed to an extremely bright future with a lot of family and friends and taking great advantage of his college experience to be the subject of a homicide. To get that call, it's heartbreaking.
Martin says the university is offering counseling services for students and the rest of campus. Athletic Director Heather Like says they decided to go ahead with the game against Ohio to honor Reed and as a way to help the team get back to a normal routine. Like says Reed was proud of his Chicago roots, frequently telling people if you aren't from the South Side, you're not from Chicago. She says he had a big personality.
He definitely was a instrumental leader, an influential kid on the team, just a wonderful personality. Spent a lot of time in our academic center, even though he didn't need to be there. Really performed well academically, and was just really the heartbeat and a lot of the heart and soul of the team.
In a press release, Ypsilanti police say robbery is suspected as a possible motive, but no suspects are known at this time. Eastern Michigan University Public Safety is assisting in the investigation. EMU Police Chief Bob Hayes says anyone who was in the area should contact the Ypsilanti police.
If somebody was out in that area last night, and if they reach out to the Ypsilanti Police Department and provide any tidbit of information to them, that would be very helpful. You never know when somebody saw something that they really didn't think at the first glance was important. Turns out it could be very important.
At a campus forum, some students, however, expressed concerns that Ypsilanti police declined to attend the event. They say there have been too many violent incidents at apartment complexes to the north of campus. Brandon Britt is president of the Black Student Union. Britt says African Americans need to take action to stop the violence in Ypsilanti and elsewhere.
This is not just something that's facing the Ypsilanti. This is something that's facing any inner city area. The people within the Black community have to come together and make a concerned effort to end all of this senseless violence and to strive to do better. At the end of the day, we all face struggles, and no one situation should escalate to where someone's life has to be taken.
EMU officials say they've already had discussions with management of apartment complexes near campus, urging safety enhancements similar to those made on campus in recent years. They also plan on talking with Ypsilanti officials to see what else can be done. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.